USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department has decided not to pursue criminal charges against former FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Justice Department fired McCabe in the spring of 2018 after it was concluded that he lied to investigators about his role in media leaks. McCabe, a CNN contributor, reacts to the news that he won't be charged.
To have this horrific black cloud that's been hanging over me and my family for almost the last 2 years, to have that finally lifted is just an it's a relief that I'm not sure I can really explain to you adequately.
A deal for a temporary truce with the Taliban has been reached. NBC News says the one-week agreement aims at reducing violence in the war-torn region. There are currently 12,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. President Trump is anxious to get troops out of the region. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The parents of a Parkland shooting victim sue the federal government. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The parents of a teenage girl who died in the Parkland, Florida school shooting in 2018 have filed a new lawsuit against the federal government. Andrew Pollack and Shara Kaplan, parents of Meadow Pollack, filed the complaint in federal court in Florida. They accused the government of failing to take any action whatsoever to prevent the February 14, 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. They state the FBI knew that Nicholas Cruz had the desire and capability to carry out a mass school shooting. The shooting happened exactly 2 years ago today. 17 people died, including 14 students and 3 teachers.
President Trump set to spend his weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort. The president will also be taking in the Daytona 500 on Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
With the latest on the coronavirus outbreak, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
The folks who are running the Olympics in Japan say concerns over the virus will not stop the Summer Games. And at this point, they do not plan on postponing any of the events in Tokyo. The Games run from July 24th through August 9th.
The debate continues in Washington, D.C. over the sentencing of Roger Stone. Stone, a longtime friend of President Trump, was convicted for lying to Congress, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering. The Justice Department has overruled the 7 to 9 year sentence recommendation prosecutors have made in the case. Robert Ray is a former federal prosecutor. He tells Fox News the sentencing guidelines did seem a bit stiff.
It's important for the government of the United States through the Department of Justice to speak with one voice. That's all the Attorney General was saying. And parenthetically, I will say, the President has the absolute right to step into this. I happen to agree that the sentencing recommendation was too severe. So the President's right, the Attorney General's right, and for what it's worth, I agree with them. All the Attorney General was saying, though, is that at a moment when there's a pending proceeding before a judge, at a sensitive time, which is right in advance of sentencing, public respect for the integrity of the Department of Justice and its functioning before the court system requires that the department speak with one voice.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.